comedian Nikki Glaser hosted the Golden Globes, and she kind of turns the Golden Globes the same way Ricky Gervais did, but kind of makes it like a roast of all the celebrities that are there at the award show. And we think, after hearing the Golden Globes and some of her best jokes, that she totally nailed it. We have a little bit of a review of Nikki hosting the Golden Globes.
Kevin Hart is here, The Rock's plus one half. Love you, Kevin. Kevin is obviously nominated for his hilarious stand-up special tonight. I love you so much, Kevin. You're so funny. And you and The Rock together are like my favorite comedy duo. I just, you're like a Steve Martin and Martin Short, but for like people under 50 IQ. You know what I mean? We need movies too. Jumanji Next Level, was it? Sean Penn is also here.
This is probably the best one.
I love you, Sean. You're such an original. You know, everyone in this town is obsessed with looking younger. Meanwhile, Sean Penn is like, what if I slowly morph into a sexy leather handbag? I feel like it's hot. It's good. Not only such an amazing actor, but you're such a devoted humanitarian. I mean, I feel like a lot of actors talk the talk, but Sean Penn will actually go to the places in the world that need help the most, and he will do cocaine there. And I feel like we need to celebrate that.
Celebrate that.
And Sean, I did get permission to tell that joke from your two best friends, Charlie Sheen and El Chapo.
Got him good.
Good evening and welcome to the 83rd Golden Globes. Yes, the Golden Globes. Without a doubt, the most important thing that's happening in the world right now. I cannot believe the amount of star power we have in this room tonight. It's insane. There are so many A-listers. And by A-listers, I do mean people who are on A-list that has been heavily redacted.
That's great. That's great. Well worded.
And the Golden Globe for best editing goes to the Justice Department.
You heard
and
these
the
jokes.
Award for most editing goes to CBS News. Yes. CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
So we're sharing the jokes that she did do to share the jokes that she didn't do. But here is the one about Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio is here for one man bun after another. What a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane. I'm sorry I made that joke. It's cheap. You know what? I tried not to, but, like, we don't know anything else about you, man. Like, there's nothing else. Like, open up. I searched. The most in-depth interview you've ever given was in Teen Beat magazine in 1991. Is your favorite food still pasta, pasta, and more pasta?
That's such a great one.
It is true.
It's all true.
Because then after that, Katie, the next day, found the article and read the whole interview.
It was the whole thing, and pasta, pasta, and more pasta was on there.
Is CBS, she just bashed CBS, but wasn't the Golden Globes on CBS?
I think it was NBC.
I could be wrong. I think it was CBS because NBC had Sunday Night Football.
Oh, you're right. It was CBS this year.
I wonder how they felt about that. She basically just said it was a terrible place to get news, and then the Golden Globes were on CBS.
Oh, you're right, because they said the CBS did not okay that joke or whatever.
Yeah, it did air on CBS.
Yeah, that's correct.
I mean, good for her. Yeah. She went for it.
Yeah, you're
was
here
that
roast.
Show live?
I don't know.
If it wasn't live, I'm surprised they didn't edit it.
Usually it is.
I think it's like, on a delay.
You got a delay where you can hit a dump button, but
yeah.
Oh yeah, because then they have like the live app. They have the live red carpet.
Yes, which then they I go saw.
In.
Yeah,
then they, so it is live.
I think maybe like a little bit of a delay, but that's just television in general.
Right.
Did you see the biggest? I'm using controversy just because that's what they're saying, but that the biggest news to come from the Golden Globes during the actual awards is that Sean Penn lit up a cigarette at the table.
Oh yeah,
and he was like smoking inside and did not care at all.
Yeah,
he was just like lit up smoking, and everyone was like. Oh, okay. All right.
At least do a vape.
Sean Penn, whatever.
Yeah, we're all going to stink now. Thank you.
Thank you.
He looks like he stinks. But I think because of the smoking.
Yes.
And the leather.
Uh-huh. The rough life.
All right. And so then Nikki Glaser went on with Howard Stern, and she did this last time, and she shared like 3 jokes that she didn't end up doing.
Here's some jokes you wanted to say. You still call it your Stern file?
Stern.
The Stern file.
So tonight is a night of celebration, but we can't ignore that it's a weird time in Hollywood. You know, people just aren't going to the theaters to see things. And if you don't believe me, there was a movie this year where Sydney Sweeney played a lesbian who just bounced around in tiny shorts for 2 hours, and it made $14.
That was, yeah. Sorry.
What's the joke?
I don't.
The joke is that
people aren't going to see.
If Sydney Sweeney is basically naked and lesbian and no one wants to see it, then it's a weird time for
movies. It's a bad time. Okay. It didn't land.
That's probably why she didn't.
I got it.
She didn't cut it. I mean, she cut it.
You know, everyone's concerned about AI. Tilly Norwood is the first star to be completely generated by AI and somehow has still been sexually assaulted by three different studio execs.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good.
I've been funny in that room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Amy Poehler is here for her podcast, Good Hang, which is what Timothy Chalamet says after sex.
That'd be a good one.
Those are good.
Especially with Kylie.
Kylie
there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's been shouting her out recently, which
yes,
he had not done before.
He did at not this award show, but at a previous award show, and he said he did not
say
her name, but he said to my partner of 3 years, I could not do this without you. And I thought, okay, wow. First of all, 3 years,
yeah, I didn't
who
know
knew?
That. Yeah,
and yeah, he definitely was. And then they even during the Golden Globes, they were on camera and they shared a little kiss.
Ooh.
It was nothing like passionate or anything.
They definitely have made it where it seems like he's not into her.
Yeah.
The narrative is like, he's just kind of like, whatever.
It seems every picture that she's annoying him.
Yeah. And she's like, I want you, I want you. And he's like, whatever.
Whatever.
He's like, I'm going to play a ping pong player.
And have this weird mustache.
Which, if he was just Timothy Chalamet and he was just some small city.
If he was just Tim Chalamet.
Yeah.
You'd be like, who cares?
Yeah. You saw him like, this scrawny dude. Ain't no way he's getting Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
But he's a very talented actor. Very talented.